listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are right on the heels of a Taurus new moon, and you really can't get more fertile than that. So if there is something that you need to manifest in the earth plane, on the earth plane, which is where we are, where parts of us are anyway, it's a very potent time to do that. There's lovely aspects. There's powerful aspects too. So if you're an earth sign or a water sign, you're really going to jive with this energy because there's a lot of earth signs right now too. So a lot of the focus is on being grounded and practical, but not necessarily in a frugal way. There could also be like an eye for luxury and an eye for beauty and an eye for the finer things in life too, because Venus is the ruler of this new moon because it's Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus. So if you do need to manifest something, if you need to make some property for yourself, or like, it doesn't have to be as grand as that, but there's a really good opportunity for building some kind of foundation that, not only just building the foundation, but building the methods and the routines and the kind of the structure needed to create whatever it is you're creating. So usually, you know, a lot goes into the manifestation of dreams, lots of little details. And if you don't have room in your life for the new thing to come in, then there's the work of clearing out the old at the same time. So with right before the new moon, we've got some interesting aspects, I think, that are kind of, they could be very much space clearing aspects to clear out what's in the way. And it could be ideas or relationships or beliefs or situations, just anything that's kind of around you that parts of your energy are going to that they shouldn't be. I mean, if you pulled in, like sucked in all your energy back into your space, like where would it all be going? You can actually even probably, if you close your eyes and take a deep breath and imagine that you know, you're see in your mind's eye, where is your energy going? Imagine each little bit of energy going to the different things with like lines and see where you need to pull it back in. Is it reciprocal? Is it, if the energy is going out, is it coming back? Is it worth your energy? Is it worth your time? Because if you're not always partaking in the things that are worth it to you, then you're just kind of like letting yourself be sucked dry. So you don't want that. So the things that could go on this week that might trigger you to be aware of what's going on, likely too with your thoughts and your communications, because Mercury's in some interesting aspects. Mercury will be squaring Saturn this week, midweek, but we're going to be feeling it all the whole time, or for a while, really. And it will also be squaring Pluto. And that's the tricky energy. So Mercury being in Aries, it wants to be free and, you know, what it wants to say, whatever it wants to say when it wants to say it, and not have to be concerned about others. It doesn't even think of being concerned of others. It's totally self-motivated, the Aries energy. So that's tricky. It's tricky because Saturn is like, well, what are your responsibilities? And Saturn is in Capricorn and Pluto is in Capricorn. It's like kind of like the father and the toddler interacting with each other. It could be the father or even the grandfather, the patriarchal energy wanting things to be responsible and proper, and probably even in, you know, wanting you to be smart with money and frugal, and are you planning ahead? And then Mercury in Aries is like, I just want to do whatever I want to do, and I want to think about whatever I want to think about and say whatever I want to say. So you can encounter this energy outside of yourself, and or it could be something that's going on inside of yourself, which is the really tricky stuff. Like, I have that. I have Mercury, actually, it's not, you know, it's not that difficult, but there's a part of me that's like this very rebellious, doesn't want to, I have Uranus in the fifth house, and it makes me want to be rebellious. And I am naturally kind of rebellious. I'm suspicious of rules. I don't like limitations placed on me. I was never good at having like a regular job. I got fired a lot because I just couldn't get there exactly on time like they wanted you to. And just these, like my whole life, it was almost like I was being groomed to be self-employed because I couldn't fit, like life was grooming me because I couldn't fit properly into employment situations that would come my way. Unless they were, you know, I got a radio job in Japan and that was a big deal. And that I was able to step up to the plate for. But if it didn't seem like it was an overly big deal that was irreplaceable to me, then I, and generally screwed it up. And I think that was very much like this rebellious Uranus. And it's in my chart, it's trining Mercury. So it kind of kept me, you know, just made it really hard to fit in some circumstances because of the rebellion. So that's kind of going on in the cosmos for all of us right now. I always found, although not always, sometimes you have to really like fight with yourself to do things, but it did end up keeping me, these traits ended up making me seek out things that were suited to me and find what I love because they were sort of self-motivated to find their own way. So that all of us can tap into that with this Mercury Aries energy. The tricky part is that life might be trying to make you take responsibility or structure things in a way that you're not overly comfortable with, or even just provide structure that you don't want, but you need. So it's kind of like the parent knows what the child needs. That's kind of the dynamic that's going on right now. It's not really fun, really. But I think that as it leads up, like especially when Mercury squares Pluto, Pluto is like, it's the evolutionary journey of the soul is where you look to Pluto in your birth chart. Or you, when you look at Pluto in your birth chart, you kind of see where your soul has been and where it's going and what it's attempting to do in this lifetime. And even kind of, I can see how, like what level of consciousness a person has through their Pluto and how they're functioning, how they're processing their lessons and their karma and their, you know, how they're achieving their purpose in this life. You can really see that through Pluto. So it's a big, heavy planet, and it definitely comes through like a bulldozer to make you wake up when you need to wake up, whether you want to or not. So it's always good with Pluto. Like there could be something going on around your communications right now that's quite stressful, that's causing you to like rethink everything, question why you do the way you do and where did you learn to do it this way? Did you learn it from your family? Is that the way your mom and dad communicated, or did something go down in school that taught you to behave this way? Often with your communication. So there's a lot of need to go deep into understanding why you do the things you do. Pluto's going to make sure of it. It's tricky though, because probably you'll resist this sort of like deep dive. You might not want to have to do it. So, you know, just realize when you're in the middle of this inner struggle that you're actually growing through it. And it's clearing out habits and ways and situations that are no longer good for you. So if you can keep that in mind while you're going through difficult stuff, there's lots of adapting that needs to be done, and that's probably where the stress is going to come in right now. But then as we roll up to the new moon, which is exact at 3:45 p.m., and that's in the PST time zone. So it'll be at 14 degrees Taurus, and it is on the 4th on Saturday. And it's such a, like, I really think all this difficult stuff that we may have been dealing with up until the new moon, we'll get this like big breath of lilacs and everything will be sunny and we'll feel really good and grounded and like we know where we're going, and maybe we'll have like a pot of soup on the stove and just feel like all of our ducks are in a row and we know what we're trying to create and we can appreciate, you know, dark chocolate and pears or whatever it is that you like, maybe like a cappuccino, or just if you can put yourself in the position to enjoy the pleasures of Earth, because there's so many pleasures on the Earth that we could enjoy. Get out and garden, or go for a walk with your feet in the grass, or do something that is, you know, cuddle and connect and feel just at peace, because this new moon brings in a big, like, safe, secure, grounded, capable, prosperous energy. And we can all tap into that. We really can. And there's a lovely sextile to Neptune that I think is probably going to even help us tap into this wonderful world that we live in even better. And just the magic. Like, I think we forget how much magic is actually going on around us all the time. And even the internet age that we live in, I have no idea how the technology that I use even works. It might as well be magic to me. I just use it and it's magically there doing what I needed to do. So there's just, it's really an amazing time that we live in. And so if you can become conscious of that and appreciate that and realize all the ways that you can benefit from that, then you can really access the power and the potency and the fertility of this Taurian new moon, which is very cool. So if you have a chance, and even you should make a chance, the closer you get to the new moon, like if you can be right at the exact moment that it's happening, it's called the Kazemi moon, which is very potent. It's like the very beginnings of this fertile energy. So if you can even like write down, jot down what you want then. And when you write things down, like with your hands and a piece, you know, a beautiful pen or even not a beautiful pen, whatever pen you've got, if you write it down, it's the first step to manifestation and speaking it as well. So if you can speak about it with excitement in your heart as if you already have it and feel the feelings you'll get when you have it, that really is kind of the fuel that you need to create a new reality. And during the new moon, like it is, it's even more potent. Really, if we ride the waves of the energy that are coming or that is coming, then we have more power to use. So that this new moon has that. It has a lot of lovely power. Right before the new moon, on the Friday the 3rd, there will be a conjunction between the moon and Mercury. And then also a conjunction between the moon, which is about to go into Taurus. So it's the last degrees of Aries. And then the moon leaves Aries and enters into Taurus at 1:18 in the afternoon. So it enters into Taurus and then right away by 7 p.m., it conjoins with Uranus. This is more of that like unexpected. And it could be unexpectedly wonderful. Like you could like win the lottery and the thing is that you don't expect it. So even though like we can say, hey, something unexpected is going to happen, you still don't expect it. You don't know what it's going to be. It's really, I've been watching, you know, for 25 years now, I've been studying astrology and trying to be like, okay, this Uranus energy is coming. Like I got to be ready because anything could happen. But you still always are surprised in some way. It's pretty interesting. But more often than not, it's come in my life especially, and it's brought me something wonderful that I didn't expect, like an unexpected contact or a lucky situation. And I've always been, and maybe that's also perpetuating it, but I've always been very lucky and had things like, whoa, who would have expected that to happen? So that's the kind of energy that we've got happening right before this new moon. So combine that with the new moon a few hours later, all kinds of magic can happen. And also like really, if you have something big to do or something big you're planning, this is a good time to like hammer out the details, like especially the closest you can get to the moon, which is 3:45 p.m. PST, 6:45 p.m. on the East Coast. If you can, although that's just in North America, so you got to figure out wherever it is, where you are in the world. But it's all happening at the same time, regardless of the time. Like technically, it's the same time. Wherever we are, we're all in the same time. So if you can write it down or figure out what it is that you need to create, what you're attempting to create, and even go so far as to like hop onto an app that can keep track of your daily schedule, create a daily schedule, be the Piscean energy. If you happen to be a creative, and I know that a lot of my listeners are very Neptunian and creative people, it can be hard to tap into the structure that we need to progress with our art, whether it's writing or drawing or, I mean, really living is an artwork as well. It's all creative. These are just sort of nuanced differences in creativity. But if there's like a dream inside your soul that needs to come out, then you need to access the structure, because being only in the dreamy aspects of the Neptunian creative energy, it's just more you're like a connoisseur of creativity. But if you, and often people who are creative are also connoisseurs of creativity, but you need to be able to get it out. So we do have this Taurus energy coming along to say, hey, I'm really good at methods and I'm really good at structure. And I can get into a routine and just never get out of it if you need me to. So that's the kind of energy we want to grab onto so we can get into a daily writing schedule or make sure some sort of repetitive action that you take every day or mostly every day towards the dream and the goal that you want to manifest, whether it's like writing a book or a screenplay or creating a painting or writing a song or creating a business, starting a YouTube channel, even a podcast. Like all these things are creative efforts that will take your energy and your time, and then also your consistency, because that's really what creates reality, is just a sort of a consistent repetition of the same desire. And then bam, sometimes it gets created faster than others, depending on where we are in the, you know, like if you were to plant a seed in the winter, it's not going to come up the same way a seed. It might not come up at all. But if you planted the same seed in the spring, which is the right cycle for that, then bam, stuff grows fast. So we're there now. So if you need something to grow fast, or if you need to make sure that this foundation for the future of what you want to grow comes together fast, this is definitely the new moon for you. So do take advantage of that. That's on Saturday. Then we do have on Sunday, with the moon still in Taurus, Cinco de Mayo, we are going to have a lovely, there's actually quite a few good aspects that day, but there's also some challenges. So there's always, you know, there's always a mix of good and bad, but it's kind of good to have a feeling for what's coming and what you're dealing with. And of course it all, this is very general. Like all the stuff I talk about is happening in the cosmos and we're connected. We're part of that same matrix. But if you are being triggered in specific parts of your birth chart from what's going on, that's an even more personal thing. You're going to feel everything even more directly. So when it's like, wow, it's like you're speaking to me, generally that's because I'm talking about something that's actually happening in your birth chart too. So it's very personal to you as well. We do on the Sunday after, May 5th, have an opposition between Mars in Gemini and Jupiter in Sagittarius. So that's a big, that can be a big push-pull energy. Like Mars is busy in Gemini. It wants to know so many things and sample so many ideas and be a part of all different situations. Whereas Jupiter in Sagittarius is like, let us figure out the total ultimate truth and then we shall share it with everyone. So there, you know, these are very different energies. They're in opposition. We're all going to kind of feel it. So maybe you get in an argument with somebody or you need to, your energy is being spread too thin with Mars for you to do some sort of, you know, maybe you have to do some sort of educational thing, or you have to kind of access the part of you with the Jupiter in Sagittarius that is thinking big and broadly, but you're busy doing little things. That could be what's going on. So be aware of that. It can also, those two energies can be quite like volatile. They can fight with each other too. So it could be like a big blowout that you might have. Because especially with the Mars is fiery and Jupiter is expansive too and isn't afraid of an argument. So be aware that Sunday that energy might be around as well. And Mars is going to be connecting too with Pluto, again, in not necessarily easy flowing way. There's like part of you needs to be more responsible and thinking of the greater good and considering others. But then another part of you is like, well, no, I want to do what I want and I want to go where I want and be busy how I want to be busy, or whatever Gemini kind of thing you're doing. So that could be a tricky day, but it could also be a very productive day, because both those sides, when there's oppositions, the rule of thumb is you feel like it's a push and a pull. It's like either or, but really it's this and that. So if you can make them both work, that's the mastery of handling the energy, is to be able to handle them both and make it both work in your life for the positive. So it's very much just kind of being aware of how you're dealing with things and making it all work, if that's possible. You're going to need to stay grounded. You're going to need to stay hydrated. You're going to need to take, actually, I've heard that if you take, and I've been taking this lately, it's really nice for your hair and your skin and your nails, but silica is like made of little crystals, and it helps our receiving centers in our body be much clearer and our organs be stronger. And it's like, you know, clocks, quartz crystals, all these things are run with this energy. So if we can have a nice supply of that in our system, we feel clearer. So if you can get some silica, it's very cheap too. I know you can get it in homeopathic form as well. That would be a good supplement to start taking right now to really strengthen and ground and make your mind clear and the methods you need to create be created easily. The silica energy, all the earth signs, there's a lot going on, but it's also very wonderful. And there's going to be, we're all going to, I think, feel under, especially if you're actively growing and engaged in creating your life, you're going to feel this sort of support come in now, this very nurturing, helpful, fertile energy that we can all tap into. So that's it for this week. If you have any questions, please do let me know. And also, if you're around later today, it is actually May 2nd right now. And at 4 p.m. PST, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live, a Q&A with friends of mine from the Master's Octave with the Soul's Dream course. And Jamie and I will be discussing all the little details of this new moon in Taurus. So if you happen to be around for that, that would be great. I'm sure there'll be a recording of it as well. So that is it. Again, if you have any questions or you'd like to reach me, you can reach me through hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings for a most fruitful, abundant, fertile, healthy, happy new moon in Taurus.